Hello, I'm Cheryl Irwin. It's January, so gyms everywhere are jammed with determined, sweaty people. But within a month or so, the crowds will thin out, no pun intended. Why? Because all those New Year's resolutions about getting in shape will have been overwhelmed by old habits and the lure of the refrigerator. I have some resolutions, ideas that may take a bit of time and practice, but won't cost you a dime. Ideas that can make a significant difference in the life of your family. Interested? First, slow way down. Quit dashing from one activity to another. Sit down at the table for a leisurely dinner and don't rush off the moment the last morsel disappears. Turn all the phones off. Take time to listen to your children's stories and watch their faces. Listen to your partner, if you have one. Take deep breaths and notice where you are and what's around you. In fact, do that right now. Set aside all the things you have to do and just hang out with your kids for a moment. Do nothing with your full attention. You might be surprised at how much slowing down improves your health, your relationships, and your ability to simply enjoy your life. Next, say no with kindness and firmness. Meet your children's needs, but stop trying to satisfy every woman desire. Chances are your children don't need any more toys, video games, or other stuff. Instead, say yes to more time together. Get some good books, then read them together. Talk about what you learn, your favorite parts of the story, and whether the movie was as good as the book. Say yes to laughter and hugs and pillow fights. Say yes to creating memories you'll enjoy sharing later on. Say yes to time and no to stuff, and see what happens. Do more teaching this year. Remember, the word discipline means to teach. Invite your children into the kitchen and teach them to make simple meals. Teach them where food comes from by starting a garden, in pots if you don't have much room. Teach them how to pump gas, how to check the oil and tire pressure on a car. Teach them to do things, then do things with them. They'll be learning all sorts of skills, but they may not notice because they're having so much fun with you. Next, worry less. Oh, I know, there's plenty to worry about. But worry is infectious, which may be why so many children lack confidence and resilience. You can't keep your children in their rooms for the rest of their lives. Teach them what they need to know, then let them explore their world. Most important, connect more. Make time with your partner and friends a priority. Nurture your relationship with your children. In 2018, let's all put our time and energy where our hearts are. For KUNR, this is Cheryl Irwin.